house I have heard. At one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Waltrafik Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of holy disciples. At that time the Blessed One was absorbed with the samadhi in many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Guru Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and the natural elements. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely of their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. With no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, and so on, no quality of mind, no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending,
no path, no wisdom, no attainment, no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment,
bodhisattvas rely on and
abide by means of profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no excursions, they have no fear of transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell with three times have arrived at the perfection of wisdom. They have become truly complete Buddhas of unsurpassable and perfect complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassable mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. Mantra with the perfection of wisdom, proclaim. Theata om gati gati, bhava gati, bhava sangati, buddhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva
should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva Mahasattva, Nabala Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken about. Well done, O son of the lineage, he saw. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhi
Evangelium, O Sanctissimo, Evangelium, O Memoriam, O Dom, Colorem Voce, Numorem Voce, Numorem Voce, Numorem Voce, Numorem Voce, Donjorem Voce, Yeah.
So as far as it is stated by the Kadampa masters that there are two the primary the activities that we are indulging in. So when it comes to listening to the teachings, or whether it be, you know, giving a teachings. So out of these two activities, the first at the outset, we involve in the practicing the Dharma is the mainly for the purpose of, you know, something that we can derive benefits out of the next life. So without developing the motivations to seek the happiness in the next life, without that motivations, then our congregations here for the 2 hours would not be that of the pure Dharma. So any activities that is carried out, whether it be the activities by the bodily actions or speech or mind, or whatever the activities, that is primarily aimed at the benefits that we can derive in this lifetime alone, and it cannot be that of the Dharma practices. So you may wonder then what it is that we can really derive the benefits out of, which is the solely the dharma that we can we can, you know, indulge in activities. So the dharma is usually the determined by the any activities, the positive activities that is carried out, that primarily aimed at, you know, the derivation of the motivations is oriented towards the something that we can derive the benefits in the next life. So otherwise, the activities that we can derive out of the sensory pleasure, I mean the happiness that we can derive out of the indulging in the activities that we can carry out in this lifetime alone, could be exhausting within this lifetime alone.
Chujie san yu di yin ji mi ji shi yu su bi nang ju ji ki chujie ma li lan, nang yi hi bi nang ju ji ki chujie ma sa.
So then the question is, what is meant by practicing dharma? The dharma should not be understood in terms of something that we can do the merely by you know, how it appears that we are indulging in, we are engaging in, just like the physical body, like whether it be, you know, involve engaging in the teachings or whatever the case may be. Dharma should not be understood in terms of the physical actions. The real dharma should be understood in terms of the activities, the positive activities that is carried out by our consciousness or the mind. So in brief, dharma is something that which is done by the consciousness, and obviously in terms of the spiritual goal, you know, towards which that we pursue our activities might be oriented towards. So it could be, you know, it varies. For instance, you could have the spiritual goal as the liberation from the samsara as your main goal. Or you can also extend that goal towards the obtaining the state of enlightenment as the primary goal. So for that purpose, if we engage in the activities, the dharma activities, then your motivation, which is in the form of dharma, would be the greater or more intense.
Tendriye jinsen sanan donne dedu ye kaje jang rimbo dang ini jache shung ye sanan donne leka chenge ye sona shuyo senge de henchi meji chumi yenge ji jege jin de mare la da ko dewa de chenche la ma jen de meji ge ji.
So when we talk about practicing dharma, that traditionally we have some sort of the understanding, which is obviously the distorted among our Tibetan community, that dharma is something that carried out by, you know, one who are the monks or nuns, you know, who are, you know, the traditionally speaking, they're the professional, they are trained in certain the philosophical schools or, and so forth. So dharma should not be understood in terms, dharma should not be, I mean, the practicing dharma is not confined to, you know, the fully ordained monks or the monks or nuns, but rather it can be done by all, you know, I mean, everybody whose aspiration to seek happiness or wish to avoid the suffering.
대령이 추제에 대해 가르쳐 주셔서나 타협의 선제 통제에 대해 제기 인생이 확진지래라다.
So the today's our involvement in the Dharma activities should be primarily aimed at least for the purpose of for the purpose of the next life.
오늘 가족이 단타 끼노데 사제 가라지 여기에 이 끼노 간제전에 제기해서 나와 있나라다. 내가 간제지라 아니 소속이 대 상에 지당 아니 내가 간제지 제거해서는 소소로 좋아지 당나서라다.
So now, excuse me.
또 아두스 제너와 변은 알레 소소 내가 간제지라 단타 가할해 외로와 단타 소소 가대에다 상나지 당다서라다.
Let us think ourselves with regard to the what circumstances or the positions that we are in, whether we are engaging in the activities that is the purely, that is purely motivated by Dharma or is something else. If you just reflect on the what position of our mental the intentions.
배나 다른 가지 또 자손이 주소 놀러 여 대가로 와라 달리 대가서 강가리 여와 여와서라 달리.
Obviously, as far as the physical body is concerned, obviously we are in here in the Gudi Monastery.
등뒤지 당시 여와 당시 맞으비 투비 가르쳐 버렸으나 다른 건 가족이 너만 되는 이 내가 저기 나가 공화지기 내되니 라니 내 타협의 선제 타제 되더니 주연들의 전혀 제가 인생에 지고 그랬습니다.
But yet in terms of our motivation when we engage in the practice of the dharma whether it be listening or the teachings so let us develop some motivation that we engage in the Dharma, listening to the Dharma, it's with the great motivation right in the front of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, though, right in front of you. Let us meditate on our development of the motivations to engage in the dharma practices in this context we are listening to the dharma so let us develop the motivation that we're listening to the dharma for the purpose of all the sentient beings imagining that, all the beings are surrounding us here. So in brief, our motivation should be, our mind should be seduced by developing the bodhicitta or the altruistic aspiration to obtain the state of enlightenment.
So
After we have developed the such a great motivations, the development of the bodhicitta to listen to the Dharma practices, and what we are going to listen to is the great treatise on the path to enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa, who is a great famous and very Tibetan, the leading scholar, not only in the Tibetan community, but also in the Indian community as well. So in terms of the lineage of the Lamrim Thevs, obviously we can trace down all the way back to the Shakyamuni Buddha, who taught out of one's his own experience. So, in brief, in terms of the word purpose that the Lamrim text is composed, we can see these as the very prescriptions of the medicine, medical science, which is pioneer for the purpose of curing the illnesses. So likewise, we can see the Dharma texts, particularly the Lamrim, as the antidote, the great antidotes to our afflictions that we have.
Kodeshina sajin himbala chuchu chewa singi shi yundi, ani chundela kare yapo kare yore se kese shi yundi, ani ngatsuki, ani sin dene, ani chewa shima penchule, dino yi dunghe nyomu gengi jizo na yang, chundegi sotu gure sila yundi, chuchu chewa te song yore.
And the second categories of the Lamrim that deals with something that is goodness, what the goodness about embarking in the path to enlightenment teachings. So what the good thing about the Lamrim is we can really study the teachings and incorporate into day-to-day lifetime, and then so that we are able to counteract the any afflictions that might arise within our life.
Ani chuan de sumba po zha qian bo, ani chuan kuo rong de zha qian bo yin na, ani dang ga zong qi chuan yu li gan de nian gu gu de, xian yan gan de xie gu de shi lao yu de, ani gan de xie gu de shi lao da.
So, as far as the goodness about the teachings and the one that who taught is concerned, it's all perfect. As far as our understanding is concerned. So now the question is, now how do we embark or how do we start listening to that teachings or the approach to these teachings? So generally speaking, there's an understanding of development of the bodhicitta or the awakening mind with which that we should listen to the teachings or whether it be the listening to the teachings or giving a teachings to others, it must be complemented by the mind of the bodhicitta.
So
So with regard to the fourth chapter or the categories of the Lamrim, the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, as far as this chapter is concerned, I assume that everyone here would probably be familiar with. So now this particular chapter deals with how Okay, this fourth chapter deals with, of course, there's two categories. The first deals with relying on the one's master as the root of, or the root source of our knowledge. And the second part deals with how we should then proceed on after that.
Tanya sachi de madrig ta chora ma jun de gis mo boye de ti balu ma josha na ko en che dor da na je sa wa shen ye de bi si de ro sa chi ta de ne lo che ta jam bi rin ba la ni che de yu de la ni bo ne bi shi ko wa da ni bo che ta ne bi si ni che da yang to bo de ro sa chi da ni bo che ta ne bi si de la na ji na ja la ne pa che ba da ni ni bo ne se ngo wa chi da yang to mo ro sa da ni bo ne se ngo de la ni chubu chungyu da la je rin ba lo jang zi chubu zhe da tu mo yin la ni chubu chen bi rin ba lo jang zi song che da ti yin na ne chubu chungyu la je rin ba lo jang zi da la chubu chungyu sang ba jang lo ngo wa chi te je bi zi te la lo do ga ba wa chi yang to mo chi da je de shima je bi lo je de shima de nyu je lo je ba je de shima de yi top de ma nyin je no ne je de shima de nyu je lo je ba sing de ro sa chi da je de shima de yi top de ba sing de ka du le de yore ye sa la da nga zo chubu chungyu ge lo jang zi ge no la yin Jiteshima tenu ji lo chi chi dan jiteshima de to de ma se ni no ne ni jiteshima ka sa tenu jiteshima la ga de yong go re go ma re jiteshima la ga re chen jiteshima ro go re se ke che te ka sa ga so xie cai ba sa la da to ba le
so
jiwa shima se na de ge sta
so as far as the all the different chapters or the categories is concerned that so now we have reach all the way down to the, I think, going for refuge to the three jewels. After that, we have completed all the preceding chapters
from... From
all the way from the greatness of the teachings and how to listen to and explain the teachings. And then you have the relying on the teachers and the meditation session, refuting the misconception about the meditation, and a human life of leisure and opportunity. So all the way down to, I think, going for refuge to three jewels.
I didn't learn it. Sachi de lama yima di ma jana che ro re la ri ge ro do che ro la me sachi yong su zu ba ji ani je de de ga ra je ne chu sachi de nge tu ma de de ri ge ka tu ka tu sachi de zhen shan de ge ro ndi nga so ge ni ba len ji de shi ma de ta de ma se de nga so le de do wa la da sachi de
okay so now we are on the page the English the translation text the page number 178 the relying on the means for achieving happiness in the next life. Generally, you know, it's kind of traditional. It is kind of like a customary for the Lama who gives teachings, you know, just to repeat all the categories of the chapters that we have covered so far. So since, you know, you're not very convenient with translating all those by yourself, so without looking at the book, then it would be difficult, so it's okay.
Then... 이번 지대심마 대의 터든 바슬로인데 동부된 조사로 지대심마 대뉴 절로지 바슬이 조사를라다 나솔라 카세 예 녀와다 여다 돈 조세데 아니 저와심마 편적주 동행녀와게 내다데 가서 가서 시에 바슬라다 뉘엔철
So do you remember that we covered with the how suffering that how great the potential that we have that falling into the lower realms if we are not practicing the Dhamma properly. So, if that is the case with the possibility that we can envision the how great suffering that we are probably ready to the fall into the lower realms, then now the question is there any means or method by which that we can prevent or preclude from falling into the lower realms so that we wouldn't suffer so after we die?
Ngazu sachi de bhang de ne chhu gi de de ji nga son ye chi ba na gi yin ro gu ya na mone yin do ko shu ji la da ko ji ji thu lo pa ji zo de ji ne ma cha la de ne shu ri che chhu chhu son ji la da su ko ne ro shu ri me je wa je de ja jong ne le de le ba tong bo ni ba che ne chi ji yu de cha so chi ji ye ro de na gi ji ji sachi ko rong ye lo jang yu de ni ji cha son ne ji cha son ji de bhang de ne ta ta bi da shu ji la da.
So in terms of developing the not just the knowledge, but also to gain the spiritual realization at the experiential level is concerned, this text is very beautifully constructed that if you really take this very seriously and try to develop the very insight and try to practice it, and you can really see the how efficacy that it can lead to. So, when we listen to the teachings of the Lamrim, right, if you really seriously listen to the teachings by step, and when you reach to the chapter where it deals with or talk about the suffering nature of the lower realms, such as like animal realm or hungry ghosts or particularly the hell realm, if you truly have developed the faith of convictions in this particular text and then try to feel it and as if imagine that if what would happen, how the great suffering that you may experience, not just like otherwise our listening to the teachings would be not that much influential to our the daily activities or the
tindri yitswa de tanga gareche gore jewa shima de ne jene nge gareche gore sa lao yode ani jite shima de yitak de ba se ye ni di gi pone ne jo gu ta shena ro bo sena ji lego ye na ro ani de ne ani da gareche gore sa lao yode ani thau se gore wa sa la da.
So if there is a really suffering that, as far as it is stated in the Lamrim text, then it is something that we should really ponder, we can really reflect on, and now we are about to come to the conclusion that if there's any possibility, that we can really preclude oneself from falling into the lower realms, and then try to figure it out if there's any the antidote or the something that can, we can really try to develop.
Ta ni tau se yu di tau de kare ni ge re se so na ni dombo rani ge 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 mi xie yin zan yin ji le de ge ro la da jiao ju ge ro la da.
So as far as the means or method by which or the mechanism by which that the fear can be overcome. Obviously, right from the beginning, that the ordinary people, one who just launched at the teaching for the first time, obviously would not have, you know, that much the intellectual understanding, the what method that we would rely on. So in such cases, obviously one would rely on the Dharma teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of the what situation we are in, you know, what situation, what the mental position we are in, you know, if you reflect on that, you will probably find yourself in a some sort of like a pitch black of ignorance. So to be brief and to be straightforward, obviously one could say that, obviously, I don't know, right? It's just the ordinary people are really ignorant, as like a blind, you know, someone who cannot see at all. And here's the analogy is given to the how ignorant mind leads to the suffering. As if like, you know, it's like a, it is in a position where it is a pitch black, and it is tied up with what you call it, the metal chains. Obviously, when we talk about you are tied up with the metal chain, obviously we are not talking about the physical metal chain in real, but it should be understood in terms of the grasping at the self, as if there's an intrinsic reality out there. And such an ignorant beings who are in such a positions is as if, you know, he or she is afloat in the ocean of samsara.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the what it is, the situation is for the ignorant mind.
Mm-hmm.
So at this certain situation, you know, isn't that rational, or isn't that, you know, reasonable to rely on someone who can really show us, or that such as like a text, or, you know? And as long as there's a recognition that what position the ignorant person is, then there should be the sense of urgency to seek the path so that, you know, he or she can be free from that kind of situation. So here the text reads, the relying on the means or methods for achieving happiness in the next life, particularly the means for achieving happiness in the next life, are explained in two parts. The training oneself in going for refuge, which is recognized to be the excellent door for entering the Dharma teachings, and the developing the faith of conviction that is the root of all the temporary happiness and the definite goodness, which refers to the liberations from the samsara or the cyclic existence, and, you know, and the state of enlightenment.
사제 된 게마 동보 님발라 님스 이제 대심한데 터된 바도 땜발은 주비고 정조 장화다 델레 터지 싸워 이치지 대바 오스 대바달로 너무 치 대가라로 로기노 로사베
로사스
와 대로 아니게 대시 되죠 아니마 내가 로바데 로비가 만도 아니 대시 저 어떤 대시 정도 로에 나오니 근데 제 말도 안 보여요 동보 땜발은 주비고 담바 정조 공소 하세디 아니 동보 알레 땜바 생에데 간데질 세그레 살라와 이나살라다
So when we talk about turning oneself in going for refuge, which is considered to be the excellent door for entering the teachings, so you may wonder what kind of refuge that we are talking about, or what kind of the teachings that we are talking about here in this particular context.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, when we talk about the door, obviously the entrance that we are passing, you know, to the hall.
Nudi, ani tundu yu kamba nolo len siya de minzi kesa siya yi, ale tombo tenpa singi di ngon singi roa sala da.
And the entering door, the excellent door for entering the teachings, the first of all, we should recognize the what kind of teachings that we are entering to or you know, leading towards.
Telling us, okay, Jun on the case, Temba Salaudi, Sanjiji Temba, Yimbi, Churchill, Sanjiji Tembe to be Tanchus Lagrora, Monsuki Kissi, Sanjiji Tembe to be Tanchichil and Carre Chunko Senare, Sanjiji Tembi, Tinichil Segura.
So, teachings in this context obviously should be understood in terms of the teachings that was taught by the great masters, you know, the Dharma teachings.
Then the Sanjay Chungku saying it, the Sanjay Temba said, Chidan Migi Nadarila.
Okay, teachings that is primarily taught by the past historical Buddha, you know, out of his own experience.
Tindrichil is the Tindritella any. Sanjay is so again, long it tempasing in Jidan, Sanjay is so a to be tempasing in your salada.
So, in terms of the how many different categories there is when we talk about the teachings, obviously there are two categories. The one is the verbal teachings, then one is the teachings that is derived out of the realization. The realization itself.
Any Tindrigi long the Tembanil and Jew Major Uten, any number Sanja by Yemes and Are, any Carre number the Shura was a Zegot Casangon just attended Zegot.
So, in terms of the demarcations between the Buddhist or non Buddhist, is actually made on the basis of whether or not the individuals would believe in. That kind of teachings, the primarily.
This is the Tindrigi Temba in Nalo and Zuba, the Shulu Demedin, Yichapa Kaja Gurse, Jondo Yemegon, Jagger Salaudi, and Temba and Jubu go, Yashu, the Jondo Res, and Tata Hegu Alada.
So, obviously, the going for refuge is the one that, I mean, the criterion by which that makes you a Buddhist, and particularly, you know, when we talk about the teachings, so it should be understood in terms of the realization that we gain out of the learning and learning that the teachings taught by the Buddha. So, what is the verbal teachings? We're talking about the two categories of the teachings. The verbal teaching is the teachings that verbally taught by the Shakyamuni Buddha.
Sanjay is only 2000 Toba Rangileche, Toba Tesla, Tobi Temba Segreslada.
And the second categories of the teachings, which is the realization, the spiritual realization that is gained out of. Practicing that the particular teachings that taught by the Buddha.
오나 베나 메치 산제기 템발라 슈고에나 아니 돈보 롱기 템발라 슈고레 돈보 토비 템발라 슈고레 베슬라나
So in terms of embarking on the teachings for the first time, so if you wonder, you know, so at the outset, at the very outset, for who have never exposed to the Buddhist teaching at all, then which kind of teachings that would they'd start with?
Mm-hmm. 대니 요거데 장로레도알라데 장로데 롱기 템바레 토비 템바레 살라와이 나살라다 쳇 가르 고사르살라다
and when we talk about a refuge itself which what is it that refuge does it belong to the verbal teachings or is it something that is the realization that is gained out of that teachings.
Dombo ani longi temba la ani lojo che gwa la da le dombo.
At the very
juri che wa ina.
Okay, in terms of embarking on the teachings for those you know who have never exposed to the teachings, obviously they would start with the verbal teachings, you know, the study the texts.
Longi tembala ani lojo che bi ne go sala ko namba sa je ba yin se ge ma re la da.
So you know, just because embarking on the teachings, like whether it be studying or listening to the teachings, is not really the criteria that makes you the Buddhist.
Longi tembala lojo che ne kyuju la chongro namba taba chi gadi che so na tene ko namba sanje ba cha ba re sanje tembala shu ba re la da.
So once you have developed the intellectual understanding on that particular teachings that we embark on, and after the base on that, the realization, the spiritual realization that we gain out of these teachings, and then seek the really refuge and go for refuge to the three jewels, that is when that you know we become a Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
So now the point being made here is that just because you are studying Buddhist doesn't mean that you are a Buddhist. As His Holiness the Dalai Lama always says that you don't have to be a Buddhist to study a Buddhist. So important point is you really need to study what the essence of the teaching is.
Ani nambi yung la lojong che yung di rangi la kesong kata zhagare ku me zhenda ji ji beli tuya da me zhenda ji shoto chan tuya ke mare la da rangi senpa jache rin rogo re kanji rangi ki takhe ji nye gare la da
So now the question is that what kind of benefits that we can derive out of you know the studying and teachings and the gain the intellectual understanding of what the Dharma is So obviously this is not something you know, it shouldn't be understood in terms of something that we are grouping into a particular, you know, a particular the flock of people.
Tanga su ji xie ge de yin ba la da. Number 3 bi jong ji la lang jong jie ne, jong ro ro ji la ga di jie so na, de ji la ni to bi tian ba cha wa re, de number 3 ba cha ba re yes. Sang sang de ngon jing ge la da.
So my point is, you know, what makes you the Buddhist is obviously the realization that that we strive to gain after we have gained the realization of the doctrine or the teachings, and then you resolve to seek the refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So this is the demarcating line, you know, between the Buddhist or non-Buddhist.
Tembala jubi gotamba chandong no songa se te ti saje de gwa de leba je shwa sa la
so now you should be very ascertained what kind of the teachings that we are entering to when we talk about the training in going for refuge which is recognized to be the excellent door for entering the teachings.
Ani meji da ji che ni di ye jite la ni che she sa ro re che na ba san je ba re wa sa na ani yin se la go ro la da chen ji de ran ji le chom mo se de ga da go re sa la da jong ro ran ji le yo me da go go do la da na ba san je ba yin me se de chu she san ro ba san je na ba san je ba cha go me do wa sa la da
so when you encounter with the people in the street or somewhere, you know, if somebody asks you where you're going, then you would say, I'm going to listen to the teaching at the Gyudi Monastery. So as if, you know, you are really a Buddhist, you know, you claim yourself to be a Buddhist. In really, you know, if you probe inside or if you scrutinize your mind, you know, then you will see whether you are a real Buddhist or not.
Mm-hmm. pepe no la yin nga namba sanje ba yin nga so baba da ama da phaji biji ma namba sanje ba re se de ta ta le je thu go ma le la da jin ne tang jin ne xie go ma le la da
so obviously you cannot become Buddhist just because the parents or the grandparents are the Buddhists or traditionally
yang ko phaji biji ne ji kunchu sing de ngone yang ta pa chi re se de ko te pa yi ra me ba lo ge de ngen ye ko yin ji mi ji lo jo ma ja wa che na yo ko ja cha ja phi ge le lo ge ne ro de ngen yo chu go la da ko kunchu be na sang je sing ge ji la ani ja cha ja lo ge de yang ko na ba chang ge yo chu go la da
and it could also possible for individuals to be a Buddhist the mere because that who really seek the refuge in the Buddha as soon as they recognize what the Buddha is or the Dharma is and Sangha is, you know, though, you know, they are not come from the Buddhist family. There's a traditional speaking that there were the conventional understanding that there's a yogi or, you know, someone who have some sort of fame. You know, the traditionally they're all Buddhists. You know, but in reality, if you really, you know, that's how purity or conviction that the individual might have on which is the better between the one who is supposedly a Buddhist or and those who are not really famous that he is a Buddhist or not. He's not a Buddhist. But in fact, there are person who does not claim themselves a Buddhist, but in reality, there are people who are really Buddhist.
So the dengo so the nenga te seyore la da pena ro pena sanje ge temba se de ni kanje ge le segor se da long ge temba da to be temba le segre is ani gaza de namba sanje ba yime ga ta gre ko kanje chen cha gre is ne ge je se de so di jing chuan so nenga chim bo re ko ji nenga de ji do la da ko yin ji mi ji nyan le je tu de ma tu ne ji xie go do la da
kyeom ji kanje so me
wan pena sanje ge pena ge je se yo de ro sanje ge tenba se de kanje la se gre is ro pena namba sanje ba se na kanje la se gre is des xie go ro la da le
okay if somebody would ask you what is like what is it that the Buddhist teaching what is the Buddhist teaching then obviously you know you should be able to know or to comprehend that the two different categories of the teachings, you know, in terms of the teachings, there are the verbal teachings and the realization that is gained through that kind of teachings. And in terms of the individual, what makes you Buddhist is the one who go for refuge to the three jewels is that makes you a Buddhist.
Mm-hmm. long de la tu san jian san de lao zhong jian san de ji ba la de ne yun de ra ji le jing de la to bi de ba se gu re s ti ge che de xie gu la da
so in brief if you encounter with such questions then you would probably have to answer that. The teachings, as far as the teaching is concerned, the teaching is that which has two categories, the verbal teachings and the realization. And in terms of the demarcations, what makes you a Buddhist, between a Buddhist or non-Buddhist, is made on the basis of whether or not that you really or go for refuge to the three jewels. So when you talk about making a decision to be a Buddhist, obviously there's no any sort of the compelling factor that makes you a Buddhist. You know, it's some kind of force. You know, you have that kind of freedom to study extensively without considering without being really a Buddhist. So as far as the refuge is concerned, obviously you go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. You know, it's we can really develop the understanding of this particular chapter, the particular categories that reads the training and going for refuge, which is the excellent door for entering the teaching. So the this third category is the training and going for refuge, which is the excellent door for entering the teachings, is explained in four parts. The causes upon which that you rely on when you are going for refuge, and based on that, the objects to which you go for refuge, and then you have the way you go for refuge, and once you have gone for refuge, then the stages of the precepts that one needs to adopt with. So this third category is deal with the question come up with what sort of the instrumental factor or the element that you should have or you must have. So when you look for the causes of the going for refuge. So, you know, generally speaking, what is meant by refuge is, you know, you can take a refuge to the umbrella when it's rain, you know, protect yourself from the rain. And also, you know, when you are going to somewhere, then you take a refuge into the vehicle. So this is, you know, generally speaking, what is meant by refuge, to rely on. So when you define the Tibetan term kyab, which literally means the protections, to protect from something, you know, it could be dangerous or, you know, whatever it is, undesirable objects.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at that.
jo mahayang sa kong de ne ma she pa ta sen de me de ba nyu de che wa ta chi yo de yang gan de ya che wa la rang me ji le ji jin wa ji yin la xuan ju le song de de ba de lo da.
So the text reads, in general, of course, that there are many different causes and conditions. And however, in this particular context, for our purposes, the following applies. As explained earlier, that you cannot remain or you are not subject to remain in this particular life due to the fact that we are subject to disintegrate momentarily and we are approaching to the death sooner or later. And after death, so you have no control over where you will be reborn because you are under the control of other power, which refers to the karma. So with regard to the karma, in terms of the how rare that we accumulate in the positive karma. So here, the Shantideva says, So one thing that we can ascertain is that we all die, no matter what. I would guess in 50 years, we all will have gone. Maybe, you know, I'm too exaggerating. Maybe let's say the 75 years, within the 75 years, we all will have gone.
Dawa dan shabo dan dintra singe de jene gain de mengi de zo ro do ala dan so.
So sometimes we don't notice that how time flies, you know, the day pass by and the week and then month pass by. We cannot really noticing that how quickly the time pass. So when you think about the 75 years from now, you know, it sounds like it's a long, long, you know, time. But the how the time passes, you know, so far, it's very quickly. And let's imagine then what would happen when we die, you know, which is very certain and inevitable. Obviously, when we die and we are not subject to, you know, we cannot control over where to reborn, but rather we are subject to rely on what karma that we accumulate. And we are under the power of what is the technically known as the other power that refers to the karma. Let us imagine what situation that would be like, you know, in our the conventional world. We can see those the servant, you know, who have no freedom at all, what to do, but rather they would follow all the orders and instructions, or whatever the task is that whatever the task is given by his or her the manager or whatever it is. So it's other power in general sense. So when we reflect on the drawbacks of being other the control by or the influence by others, you know, obviously it would be pretty difficult to look at the situations of others, but we should understand that we should try to understand that, imagining that if you are in his or her positions, then that would be more effective.
Mm-hmm. 오늘 같은 저기 수진원지 레지진원지 레싱이디 지 주매 제매를 때네 피게지 가서래 쳇더니 두보동에로 되잖아 쳇더니 야보동에 쟁에 손르지 말해라다 대요 라니게 레싱이디 간데 제매제서는 야 라니 원차 영이지래라다 지 러되고 지면도 와
So when we talk about the Tibetan term which is Shenwang, which literally means other power, and that refers to the karma. The karma is the action that you carry out. It could be positive, negative, or neutral, which is obviously is not you, but this your activities, which is other than you. And obviously, that karma or the action that you carry out is intrinsically or by itself is not something negative. You know, it is up to you how you carry out the actions that you carry out. It's all depend upon you.
Teta gyewa nyanchu nyi lata dipa tauchi shintu misi dipa tauchi shintu misi bachi ane tata chi ane kachi shesumba taha sondu tipa talo ta ale tamo.
Okay, here the paragraph, it reads the page number 178, the English translation. the Shantideva says in his, the text known as the engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds, says that just as a flash of lightning in the dark, cloudy nights momentarily illuminates the darkness of the black night, so too does there infrequently appear in the world by a Buddha's power a few moments of intelligence to cultivate virtue. Thus, virtue is always weak or feeble, and since I've seen is the fiercely powerful.
So you may be dancing, Jero, Benetijin, Joseph, San Andre, may you dance it, hint the near cover, genia, but the country you turn to Chile, country or the sun, any San Agonola, any Loy, Roa, Chine, any Nangira, not the kitchen on the dinner or tender solitude. Hint the near cover is may you dancing.
So in terms of how rare the optimum realm of the human being is the analogized by the Shantideva, just as like a flash of lightning in the dark of the cloudy nights illuminates all for an instant. So just as like this, it's very rare.
Peche yung me siyo nabu ni jiro as. Lo, sanje ki tuwi, bena sanje shan chu samba na ki katun le tene, mi yu lu tene, chi nye ba singe te, chi jalan ki chi le meto, inga su meto, odun wa re meto singe chi yor, ta kanji pe ale, chun cheba mandu, kanji jalan ki chi ne meto chi, chi me siyo nabu jiro as. Tena ki shindu na kumbu re salawa, ta kanji ale.
And there's another analogy is given to a particular flower, which I don't know how to say in Tibetan language, in a particular place, so does the rare that we would achieve as the human realm.
Jitesuna lodu tinga jo se de ni jin tu ge nie ka wa de tinga ren jo wa se de kare jin ji jo wa de se so na ni gyawa Sana Sabala, Giva Jumbala Jene, and Lord Rupiala Senate, Tinduki Jene, Kanji Jum Messia Dawich, Tingangala, and immediately in Aguirre Salada.
So now the question is, what really propels us to achieve these sort of optimum the realm that the human beings, then if you would trace, obviously this is by the power of the Buddha. You know, it says that just as like what the Shantideva says, you know, by through the might of the Buddha, the sometimes the ordinary mind, you know, occasionally or momentarily are inclined towards the merits.
Pena sanje shangchu semba la ya sana sa yin yang ji lo zhu jie de ten chi yin ting ge ge yong wo ruo si ten chi yin yong bo gao ji yang me kurong la dipa xin de ne dao qin bo yue na ge wa chung wa yue so na ge wa de dibi sen jie ne ne yang ge yin zhe bo de pin me tu ge ten chi yong wo ruo
so So, in terms of how we would accumulate the positive merits, obviously we have these opportunities to collect or to accumulate the merits by means of the offerings to the Buddhas and Dharmas, as well as you know practicing the generosity to the poor people.
Lej jiwa jin na ene kol me koron la ene le kari jiwa je sana le gewa da me gewa ni jiwa je ngun zi che bro ta ona yin na koron me de la chi gewa yo na ene dipa da gewa ni ga yo so na ene debu kare me gre sa so na ene dipa ta chi wa de ni me ro gre gewa de dipa chi sen je ne ne jen ro gre se den ri gi ge se shi di ka na de ma ge le mo bo yo den ri gi jen se na ene nga zo me yi le de ne xin de ne ya ni ka bo yo re se
Obviously, how frequency that we engage in the acts of the Dharma practices that which would lead to these kind of optimum realm of the human beings is very rare. Obviously there are the many different activities that we engage in. The fluctuation of the positive actions and negative actions, you know, depending on the intensity of what positive actions it is, which would really supersede or surpass the negative actions, that the particular instance of the positive karma that we accumulate, that would be the primary cause which would lead us to take a reborn as a human being.
Ta lo win da da na se bo du ka bi le nyang chung shin sa na bi le shin de tab che we ngen ro hong yi chu sang be ji shin ta ba che ne jiu chu yi lo che de da ni chen bu shu ju lang bo song do.
Okay, here the text reads as since virtue karma is weak or feeble and non-virtue karma is exceedingly powerful, if you contemplate how readily you fall into the miserable or the lower realms, you will be filled with the fear and dread and will resolve to seek a refuge. As the Mahatma Dignak says,
ani le che jemo le te ge me ge ni je no nga so me ge wa shu chen bo re yin san ne da ji wa shi ma jiu ji ma sen ne jin ne ji ma so se de ji luo yi ji zha de jian ne jiu chu ge le song wa ne dan da dong ge de xian na.
So if you probe into the proportion of the positive actions that we carry out in our daily life, then obviously for the ordinary beings, you know, the positive karma is always tends to be the very feeble, you know, not that strong enough. And whereas, as far as the transgression or the sin is concerned, you know, it is the beings are that tend to or more involve in that actions.
Yang tapi jauh jauh juga, macam cengkeh mendua lah. Sos cengkeh tu yang cengkeh mendua lah.
So if that is the case, then obviously we should seek the refuge. Then the question is, do we really seek for refuge?
데 가리 쯩레세나 아니 저니 있네 당데 들 신주 문제비 쯩레라다
The reason why that we are not really sincerely take refuge that I assume because we are not really watching our own the mental continuum
단답하다 아니 가르치야사샤 아니 마음바 아니 간로고도 되니 희고요 말라다 메시에서 맞다는 자샤라다 로 마음 대바다 아니 가르치야사샤 레게디 가르치야사샤 텔레 따지면제 아니 다 아니 간로고도 텔레 따지면제 아니 저세에 대고요 말라다
The reason why that we are not recalling ourselves to take refuge in the three jewels would be we are not really the focusing on the activities that we carry out, whether it be the activities that has been carried out in the past or the mind that is, that seduced by any activities that really result in the positive actions that in the future. So the text read that as Mahatma Dignak says, adrift or afloat in the bottomless ocean of cyclic existence, devoured by fierce sea monster and attachments and so on, to whom should I go for refuge today?
나초기 내다 내려라다 나초 대사되니 딘타맹이 이 코아테는 내도 열려라다
So in terms of the what positions that we are in it is very obvious that we are just like floating in the right in the middle of the oceans the bottomless oceans
장소노르 추신라 소바테 다게니 이 간절 류스인보 세네레 가려라서 사와나기 아니 나초기 대차셔다 팀무소기 거의 내다 되니라 야도야데 대경이 레드사 대되어다
just as like how ready the sea monster like crocodile is ready to devour you so does our negative actions the ordinary negative actions, is that ready to lead you to the lower realms?
Then you can't just say that the conjecture you would tell the attention. She has some batar hoje. Donorans, Jean and Rola Subin Jibatans. Conchu tell it you be new by each of any hinos that Joseph Drogu, Yerani, the Tongu, Jit Carresana, any Rani. 코아치 세네레게 송인 지바티다 아니 텔레조미니 바데 컨트롤레비 치지 대바니 바데 다 장주기 컨트롤로 좀 매나면 좋았더래
so there are two the primary causes of your going for refuge your fear the first being your fear of miserable realm and the like and your conviction your faith of conviction that the three jewels can protect you from them. So thus you must strive to realize these two causes.
Tena sundo teni chizang do sona chando yang te tan da la sa. Teni shu da la ten ba shi yena chando yang yi ku ba shi yong ye jin yin lan be ba sha wo
so. So it reads that thus you must strive to realize these two causes because if they remain mere words so will your refuge. But if they are strong and stable, your refuge will really transform your mind. So in order for an individual to go for refuge in the three jewels, So these two causes is indispensable to develop.
고대원시에는 지대니 세월이 지바다 대바니.
So in brief, these two causes are the fear and the faith of convictions.
얘도 가봐도 알아다. 지바지 제소나 될 저지 대고로 알아. 저지 제고로 알아. 저지서 될 지 네바 영해질 제고로 알아다. 그래서 지대 코로나 계시잖아요.
It is very clear in a general sense. You know, once there is a fear, then you know you will start thinking about the any refuge that you can rely on.
대발을 쳐서 조화를 해서 알아다. 조화를 해서 내가 봐도 좋아.
So any questions that pops up in your mind?
How is it that virtuous karma, or that non-virtuous karma, is stronger than virtuous karma?
Excuse me.
So it says virtuous karma is weak and non-virtuous karma is exceedingly powerful. Why is non-virtuous karma so much stronger than virtuous karma?
아니 고인의 성도 아 디퍼스에 디 톱침 슈즈로 왔어. 게와디 아니 가서 냠춘 중 슈즈로 왔어. 그래서 디 카데스 인데 연구를 했어.
배나로 디퍼따우 치데 게와따우 춘춘생에 대해 코로나기 휴체슈 계셔 말이라다. 가서 아니 사이터 체슈에 넣네. 사체슈 휴체슈 로글라다. 가서 디퍼다 게와니 이제는 게와 휴체를 사셔야나 그 디퍼디 휴체 다셔 그래. 아니 그 디바 슈체르 제소나 게와디 슈충으로 당시에 디게 원게 슈체스르마도 코로니 냥돌 해소나 그 슈체스 게제 말이라.
Of course when you read this particular sentence the virtues tends to be feeble or the weak and non virtues are fiercely powerful. So these two sentences should not be understood in terms of the virtue and sin by itself, as if it's their intrinsic, like there's a particular the pattern, but rather it should be understood in terms of the individuals, engaging in the act of the positive actions or the negative actions. As long as that your positive action that you engage in is more tense, then it would surpass or the transcend over the negative actions that you may carry out. So this is what it means.
변화로와 변화 나라고지를 찾잖아. 네 개화지 두나 아니 개화때 토다 봐서나 개화비 다보지 차고 말이라다. 매개화지 사시는 토다 봐서도 매개화 휴지 못 하네. 무슨 영혼 주스 산색으로. 뭐저기 개유쇼 간 제나요 최절하지 지면서 요거 말해. 매개화쇼 간대지 제서나 삐 다보시 휴지 차네. 면서기 빼시디 나총이 주주 매겨와데 너소 챵보기 잘라나기레스 겨와세데 너소 쪼보지기 잘라나기 그 뒤로 마소나 가조 명예다 오는 지 부상에서는 차 카차에서 나래 들리지기 빼자고 올라다 라니 쇼방에 자네
for instance now if you look at the particular events the where you are engaging the act of the positive actions you know and that very events you know if you look at from the right from the beginning of the motivation which propels you to carry out the particular positive actions sometimes you may have the great motivation the action itself is not really there or there could be the situation where the action could be very positive but you would lack either the dedication in the end or either, you don't have the motivation right in the beginning, but somehow there's some sort of lacking because it would be very hard for individual persons to carry out all the, all the necessary, the condition that we would really need. That would enforce the positive action that we carry out is very intense. That really transcends the negative actions that we carry out. Because due to the fact that the negative actions, it's due to our karmic, what I would say, the dispositions or being familiar with the negative actions that we have been carrying out for the long time, for the eons. So that's why it's more forceful. So here the example is given to how we engage in the action, act of the positive actions and negative actions is just like the properties or the furniture that you find in the rich people. You know, obviously, you know, that you will find it's a very nice table, nice chair, and everything seems to be very, you know, luxuries. Where this is the negative action is something like that. The furniture is in the rich people, you know, where everything is perfect. Whereas our act of the positive action is reminiscent to that of the poor people, you know, where there's no, everything is perfect. You may find the container may be perfect, but the cap is missing there or something.
변한가서 개화로지 변한 많이 지사거든 많이 튕고지 이런라 선바데 개유쇼를 진 대기 말이라다.
So for instance, you know, if you recite the mantras of Om Mani Padme Hum, you know, just whole rosary, then let's see, you know, how our mind is seduced by the distractions. You know, do we really, you know, maintain our focus on that particular meaning of the Om Mani Padme Hum, or whether it be whatever that you are reflecting on, the meditation on, it would be probably difficult.
Megyawachile chajana soso magasachiyana kola tsi nabu chilawasanarwa. Ti jila nga kola tsi nabu cheji chonsonsana soso la penpo sanu jiyo. Yaha jiyesa kari lagu sanin bieta tandri chigi ngola. Roa piji te tau chimu shuji zwa shakirlada. Bina tsi nye mga kono chigwa sanu donaya.
So in terms of how we engage in the act of negativities, the, let's say that the negative activities that we carry out by orally, let's say if you admonish or criticize with a malicious intention to somebody, wow, you know, I did that, you know, so you have some sort of joy within you. So once you have done that negative actions, so that kind of arising of the that kind of dedication, or I mean the joyfulness, would really intense enforce that kind of negative actions be powerful.
디고네 되네 피게 나는 말해 받아래 다고 많이 받아 코 나와 지는 코고 말이라다 단단가 저 쯔지 쇼사와 이나 쯔지 쇼는 로네 모다 땅리 땅세 피게 나는 도고 밀라 센출라 쯔쇼에 대 땅그래라다 제 다 가르 땡 거래라다
Let's see that if you are here, you know, come over here to for good purpose somehow, you know, if we encounter with any situations where it leads to altercation, all right, and then from now on, from this moment on, you know, until you go back to your bed at night, you know, there are a lot of negative things, you know, would go on. So what this indicates is we have that kind of negative karmic potency. So does that make sense?
Yes.
Any more questions?
Question here, it's about the Shantideva. It says about the your moment there, it illuminates the darkness with black night, so too does there frequently appear in the world by a Buddha's power. I want to know what is mean by a Buddha's power that these the bodhicitta comes out. Why is there by a Buddha's power? Is it from the teaching or?
Oh. the junju nalaya than bijura chidra chemo me na tiru na lu kiji ra na tem badra te shi sangi tu gyana na jide so na lu ri thanga jung se di ta kan da chi kalo da chi sangi ge ani kadin la ten ni ani lo de geve chol ya kabri gyuge yores kombu shu shin gyuge yores di sangi ge tul ten ni gyure se di kanji jil gogo gores chi kaso ngaran zu gi chi sung le ya thesam go sun chene ani Anjolo juru bagi tenarai kandijil koko korsa.
Jidang ini tuh aku gipet jero, macam gipet na niya kawat jil hawa sengi jero. Di gipet jidang ini, macam mili tenset niya kawat jil hawa. Jidang sange tuh jalan yang rengka jono sengi, ni macam tuju tenla, pena udung wari meto sengi gipet jero. Udung wari meto sengi te langka jila. Yuan sing it, Missy and Double Yimba Cassetilla. She Sanjay, she Zambul in the paper, called the Tune, and she leg was on a chase, Jero. Then it called Tata Demas and Dusu to Doji Derro. Matsuki Zambul in the Sanjay Temba than Jedin, and he leg Yawashola, and he Gawasa sing it, but she didn't come Boris. Raw Sanjay Zambul in the penny, Gay Chuso, Della Lane Tune. Gyawa sa se yeten, shindu nu gombo res, ale te la na rish. Pena sanje tu yu janglan na se yeten.
Actually, when you read these the particular words, the what the Shantideva says here, the just as the flash of lightning in the dark, cloudy night illuminates the all for an instant. The implication is, the main emphasis is on, the really on, the how rare that we obtained the human, human realm. So this is what the point is. So in terms of by the power of the Buddha, then occasionally that our ordinary beings' mind are inclined towards the merit. This should be understood in terms of. Generally speaking, though there are many Buddhas, many teachings, but for individual ourselves, we don't have that karmic potential all the time. Wherever the Dharma is available there, so there's an example of one individual being that who have had the. Who have had the opportunity to listen to the teachings just for a couple of times, and then this small amount of time, lead him or her into such a positive situation and in his or her life, next lifetime.
Dijin joji tsami senere kanji chu juwe ye mili chiba jinji taba la inchi miji sanji ye tenba da wachi le shu ne ini chi mii li ten nesengi chi yarwa mato mii li ten lenba zanji sanji ye tenba la shu se kesha maare la ta mii chiwa lamba zanji ini sanji ye suna teni tuosan gonsu chegu ya ngenpa ya maare Dijin joji tsami mii li ten sengi chi yarwa tenri chi lenba la ngenpa tu ini sanji ye chi suna la sobe tuosan chene ini mii li ten lenga gogo rakache
Of course, when we talk about the how rare that we have a chance or opportunity to take a rebirth as a human form, the mere taking a rebirth as a human form is not the case with what it is talking about here, but rather it should be understood in terms of the human form that is endowed with the certain qualities.
Zambuli no Messiah and Mobile, the Sanjay Temple, she said, Josh Mani Jimmy Melanga Marin also Jin Lotu Marilada, me Java Langa Marisana. Zambuli no Messiah, the Tonsho Mobile Roa. Co, there is only Ketchan Shino, Co number Sanjay Baris Ketchan Mewa Roa. This is Kanga Johnson, a Josh Mami Little Langa Marin also dinner Lotu Maros. Super Kacha Gosana, Ben Dewaji and Jopachi saying Yiroa.
So in terms of the might of the Buddha, right? Obviously the mere let's say that there are the billions of people in the world today, but when they all die, obviously we cannot really say that they all cannot come into rebirth as a human being. We cannot guarantee that, but they might come into being. They might reborn as a human being, but this doesn't mean that they would have the optimum, the human being or the realm, the one endowed with the 8 leisure and the 10 endowments that is taught in here.
데는 가서 옛날가 가르지 주 가르를 때는 군졸로 저서 로고 슬라우디 준지대니 거래서 해야 된 거 저기 데리 대차와래 달라다 대시바자고
무슨 뭐 링크 받아서
주 강라 때는 군졸로 저서 로 가르지는 군졸로 저서 로고 군졸로 저서 로발라 나 가리 연구고를 써서 나라 가르 찾은 정보를 써나 집안의 대반이 모두 거래해서 라우디 시고 그랬어.
Okay, as I explained earlier, that when we talk about the two causes of going for refuge, the main two causes that one must really develop the insight into is the fear at the very outset, and then out of their fear, then you develop the faith of convictions. So these two are the causes that propels you to go for refuge.
So,
as soon as that we have developed these two causes, then we would be able to go for refuge from the depth of your heart. So, in terms of these two causes, how difficult it would be for us, you know, obviously we have that all kind of capacity or the mental dispositions that is conducive to develop these two causes. So now let us dedicate, after we have listened to the teachings, just reflect on the fact that the reason why that we are still in the samsara is not because there are no protector, but because we haven't been able to take a refuge in the three jewels from the depth of our heart. So with these kind of dedications, that whatever that we have engaging in the act of Dhamma practices, whether it be listening or reflecting on the meaning of something, whatever meditation we have done so far, so let they be the cause of our going for refuge in the three jewels from the depth of our heart, and that would benefit the all sentient beings.
Ultimately.
Dāshī dāsī chūkī chūkī